Okay, yesterday we were talking about Hezek Sheni Nikar. Again, the halacha is that Hezek Sheni Nikar min ha-Torah is Patel Lagamri. And midrabanan, if somebody is mazik someone Hezek Sheni Nikar v'mezid is chayiv, the shegeg is Patel. That's a halacha psuka, and there's no machlaikis ladina. By Hezek Sheni Nikar. Yesterday we were talking about is to try to define Hezek Sheni Nikar. What's the Taich Hezek Sheni Nikar? What makes a particular Hezek be called Nikar or not Nikar? So yesterday we mentioned the Machlaikis Rashi and the Rambam against the Taisus and Bava Basra. The Rashi Shita is Hezek She'enei Nikar means that the Dovar HaNizik didn't change in a Gashmias Dika'ifik. The thing that was damaged suffered no physical change. That's Hezek She'enei Nikar. If you metame something physically, it's the same. Spiritually, it might be different. It is different. But physically, it's exactly the same. That's Taich Hezek She'enei Nikar. That's Rashi Shita. And that's probably the most pashut shot that most people would assume is Taich Hezek Sheni Nikar. However, Taisus and Bava Basra Daf Beis disagrees. Taisus and Bava Basra has a different Taich in Hezek Sheni Nikar. Taisus says that Hezek Sheni Nikar is a Hezek that if someone looked at it when it was happening, he would not see that something is getting damaged. If someone looked and saw that a sheretz was touching wheat, he wouldn't know it's tameh, because who says the wheat was mukshel kabel tumah? He wouldn't know, by looking at it, he wouldn't know that something is happening. That's called a hezek she'enei nikar. If, when you look at it, you could tell something is happening. Let's say the case of Kalayim, where someone has vines of grapes planted next to wheat. There, that's a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Taisus holds that's a Hezek Nikar. Because anybody who looks could see the vines, the grapes are planted next to the wheat. And that's Asa B'Hanah. So he realizes that there's a Hezek happening.
By tar,
okay, 1 second. Go, we'll get there. So Mashenkin Rashi holds that in the case of Klayim, it's Hezek She'enei Nikar. That since the wheat is not visibly changed, there's no Gashmiyistika change. Nothing's the way it looks, not in the way it tastes, not in anything. So therefore, this would seem to be a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. We were talking the other day, if someone puts treifus into someone else's pot of food, let's say someone sticks a milk spoon into a pot of chicken soup, in a way that asers it. We were talking about whether that's Hezek Nikar or Hezek She'enei Nikar. So if the taste is recognizable, then obviously it's Nikar if you change the taste. But even let's say the average person couldn't taste any difference. So stuck a treifus spoon into someone's pot of food that's cooking. So is that Nikar or any Nikar? What would you say?
The person can see
and put
it in. Why is that any different than
why looking at it? So the Chayr is telling
Machlokes
Rashi and Taisus. As you say, according... If I take a treifus spoon and I stick it into a pot, how do you know it's a treifus spoon? If someone's tummy, how do you know he's tummy? It means you know all the information.
No, that's why it's a sheretz. A sheretz is something you see. It's a dead sheretz.
So forget about the spoon, a piece of meat.
A piece of nevela.
Can't
tell it's nevela, but that's not tight, you can't tell. It's a piece of nevela that you're sticking in. He knows he's sticking in meat if it's treif. Then he knows that if you're making a treif. Is that called any nikar? Because after Leila Nikra. I don't think so. I think the whole Shaila is totally in Rashi and Taisus. That if, according to Rashi, it's Leila Nikra. Because there's no Gashmis that could change, noticeable Gashmis that could change.
You don't know if it was much like Havel Tumma. It's also an issue. It's
available. Maybe you're right. I don't know. I don't have a right one way or another because. What? Well, that's what he's tiny. He's tiny that maybe the case of Tum is only if a sheretz touches. If a person touches, then everyone holds a tzeinu nikra. If a sheretz touches, let's say a sheretz touches wet fruit, so like Tysus, that's has a nikra.
But then you wouldn't know if, you're if it's rotten or not.
You don't know if it's rotten.
It's not wet.
But not knowing it's rotten, for some reason Tysus doesn't count as a sheshman, because by Klein Bekerem also, if it's Shaloi L'Ratzin, if it's Nifritza and Yaloi Nichalei, it also doesn't Asim. So, there it's not Toya Nicha. Even if you're not Nicha, but you don't plan to fix it, it Asim. If you plan to fix it, it doesn't Asim. So these exceptions of, I guess, Stoma, if it gets wet, people are happy. Stoma, if there's a, if you have Chitim next to Gefanim, the person doesn't plan to fix it. So the truth is, I only know one Maramachim, the Pischei Tshuva in Pei Zayin by Hezek Shein and Iker. Shin Pei Hei, I'm sorry. There's one Pischei Tshuva, Shin Pei Hei. He says, if you stick a, he brings a prima gadim that if you stick a milk, a spoon into a flesh of the pot, that's called Hezek Shein and Iker, unless it gives taste. If it gives taste, obviously it's Iker. He says, sticking a milk, a spoon, a flesh of the pot is Hezek Shein and Iker. That's the whether that's Dafka like Rashi, even like Tysus, I'm not sure. Because I'm not sure what Tysus would hold if you stick a Mukhdis on the flesh. Alright, there are three cases of Hezek Shein and Nikra that I want to discuss with you. And you'll see why all three are coming to one. I want to come to one possible Hakara, one possible. One is the Rambam in Hilchos Machalos Asuros, it's Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Chav Ches. And the Rambam says that if a guy touches a Yid's wine, Goy Shenoga B'Yenishi Yisrael Lo'ainsai, now the Lashon Goy Shenoga V'Yeinesha Yisrael Le'ainsai means not that the guy was an Einus. Le'ainsai means against the desire of the Jew. He was Ma'anus, the Jew. Goy Shenoga V'Yeinesha Le'ainsai, the Yid didn't want him to touch it. And the guy touched it anyway. So now the Yid is stuck. Why? He has a $100 barrel of wine. And now it's Asabah Noah. A guy that touches Yayin. Yayin is also Bahanah. So what could the Yid do? Could the Yid sell this wine to a guy? Could he sell the wine to a guy? He can't. It's also Bahanah. Someone's also Bahanah. You can't sell it to a guy. So what do you do? So the Rambam brings an Eitzah. He says, look, this guy really has to pay you $100. Seems magic you want. Just he's not going to be money that he has to pay. He's not going to pay. He says you could fool him. Tell him, I'll sell you the wine. And he'll pay, he thinks he's paying, because he's paying for the wine. For that, you wouldn't be allowed to sell it. But when he's paying, you're really collecting damages. You're really giving something that's worthless. Also by Isureyana. It's a trick to get the guy to give you damages. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. That's it's an Eitzah. A guy damages your wine, he has to pay you. He doesn't want to pay you, sell it to him, he gives you money, everything's good. So the Rambam is fine. No problem. What?
Duck
of this guy. You can't sell it to a different guy. A different guy you're having on not. This guy who was magic and he really owes you money, The Kesef Mishnah asks, the Lashon HaRambam is the following. Why is this mutter? Kivan shemiskaven zeh hagoy lahazikoy. Since the guy was mechaven to be mazikim, the lesser yainai. Therefore, harizeh kamisha shavrai oisarfai shechayev l'shav. This whole din is only true if the guy was amazed. Talk to Rambam. If the guy was amazed and he was mazik yayin, then you could do this trick, sell it to him, and he'll pay you, if you get him to want to pay it to you, whatever he'll pay you for, that amount of money you could take. In fact, the Kesef Mishnah, what's the difference? If the guy was mechavin, or not mechavin, adam ud la'ilam, if a yid is adam ud la'ilam, a guy is zicha adam ud la'ilam, he certainly have to pay whatever he did. So why is only if the guy touched your wine purposely? In fact, the Kesef Mishnah, why only if the guy touched your wine purposely? So what would you answer? Why would you answer? Why is the guy only chayav to pay if he touched it purposely? Mechayra is a push to teretz. The Kesef Mishnah asked this kasha. He says a complicated teretz. But Mechayra should have said a push to teretz. It's hezek sheni nikr. And hezek sheni nikr, you only chayav a mezid in a chayav on a shaygate. So that's why. That's what the Rambam means. So Kesef Mishnah's teretz doesn't say it. Look at his teretz. The Machne Ephraim Hilchos Niske Mamin Hisvav Simin Vav. He says that this would be a pasuk of teretz. That's Hezek Shein and Nikr. Why didn't the Kesef Mishnah say the Kesef Mishnah's teretz? Yishloimer Hani Mili. When do you say Adam Ud La'ilam? B'dvarim shem yiduun l'chal ha'ilam shem nizakim. V'hanu amrinan. Ain't tayna shayyat. Ain't it was kavim v'chrasi. Then you say Adam Ud La'ilam. Avanagia ba'alma, kimin l'kul yama leslay niska klal, elu li'yisrael, elu yaydim v'tibam, chashas kamala hazik en chashas. His teretz is a chiluk in Adam Ud La'ilam. Adam Ud La'ilam, he said, doesn't apply. No, he doesn't say it's not nikr. He says because it's negia ba'alma and it's not yadua l'chol ha'ilam. If you mean hesitate in nikr, you should bring lashon chazal. Alright, so what's a way out with the Kesef Mishnah? L'chayra. L'chayra tezek she'en in nikr. L'chayra. It could be if the Kesef Mishnah holds like Tosfos. Then I understand. The Kesef Mishnah holds like Tosfos that Hezek Sheni Nikr means what? It means if someone's looking, he wouldn't know what's going on. He wouldn't know what's awesome. So here, it's a Hezek Nikr like Tosfos. If someone sees a guy put his finger into a Jew's wine, he understands that the wine is asavana.
Maybe you can say he doesn't know it's the year's wine.
What?
Maybe he doesn't know it's the year's wine.
You could always not know something.
Right.
But Pasha, if you see a guy, it doesn't matter if it's a yid's wine or a guy's wine. A guy sticks his finger into any wine, he makes it awesome. He makes it awesome for a yid. It could be you don't know he's a guy either. If a guy sticks his finger into somebody's wine, it would seem that this case is a machlaikis between these two shitas. If it's Hezek Shein and Nikr. Because the wine didn't change physically. Like Rashi, it's Hezek Shein and Nikr. Like Tosfos is Hezek Nikr. So maybe the Kesef Mishnah holds like Tosfos. He holds like Tosfos. And that's why this is a Hezek HaNikr. Because a guy sticking his finger into Yid's wine. Like Tosfos is a Hezek HaNikr. Maybe. That's one. What I'm going to try to do is bring three places that seem to show that the Pesach in Yemen like Tosfos. So this is one. This is the Kesef Mishnah. The second place is in Simi Shin Mem Tes in Yerodeya. It's talking there about Hilchis Avel, Hilchis Avelus. And the Shulchan Aruch there brings that anything that a mace wore L'kvaydai is asa b'hanah. The tachrichim of a mace are asa b'hanah. If a mace, let's say someone dies, he's wearing a ring. You take off the ring, it's not off the bama. But if you deliberately put something on a mace to adorn the mace, that becomes Yisuri Hana, becomes Tashmishei HaMace. Tashmishei HaMace, also bama. So Shulchan Aruch says that let's say you have parents that are that lose control of themselves over the loss of a child, and they're throwing nice begadim or whatever, they're throwing sheets or colored sheets over the mace in the tzar, they're throwing things over the mace in a way that would make him osa b'hanah. L'chaira, I would say, a person has a right to do with his own things, whatever he wants. If they want to asur b'hanah, they have a right. Shulchan Aruch says no. When a person loses control of himself, it's a mitzvah to grab it away from them, even though it's theirs, and to be matzal it. They lost control of themselves. They're not thinking. So you're supposed to try to grab it away before they could throw it on top of the mace and ask about no. What? Yeah. No. The parent of the dead person. Not the parent of the... So the parents of the dead person are doing it. So anybody who sees it should see and grab it away from them, that they should not, asur b'hanah. That part is fine. So up to Rambam. If somebody grabbed it away from them, he should not give it back to them. They're going to say it's mine. Give it back. Don't give it back to them. Close mind. They're out of control. Don't give it back to them. And if you do give it back to them, you become, and they put it on the mace, Yechayiv L'shalim. Yechayiv to pay. It's like taking somebody's thing and putting it out in front of a lion. If you take somebody's thing, you put it in front of a lion, the lion eats it. Of course the lion's going to eat it. Yechayiv to pay. The same thing. If you rescue these sheets, and you give it back to them, and they throw it on the mace, then this person who rescued it is chayiv to pay. That's a sif in Shulchan Aruch. L'chaira, is this hezek sheni nikar? Let's say someone takes someone else's sheets. Not only someone else. When the parents throw the sheets on the mace, this person is chayiv. What did he do? He caused these sheets to be thrown on the mace in a way they become asa b'hanah. Is that Hezek Nikr or Hezek Sheni Nikr? The sheets being thrown on the mace. Is that Hezek Nikr or is it Hezek Sheni Nikr? What would you say? Right? Everyone understand? That's a fight in Machlex Rashi and Tosfos. According to Rashi, the sheets don't change. They're just lying on top of a mace. According to Rashi, it's Hezek Sheni Nikr. Like Tosfos, anybody who looks understands that this person is throwing the sheet on the mace to adorn the mace, that is becoming a Yisurei Hanah. L'chaira, it's Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Now, what? The person who gave it back, he didn't do it to mase it to cause it a hezek. He didn't intend to give it to cause it a hezek. Either he was hoping the parents wouldn't do it, or the parents are screaming at him, it's mine, give it back. So he's not a mase it to be mazik. Doesn't want to be mazik, he's certainly a shaykh, a bit of hezek. So I would think that this sif is vaita araya that the poskim nemdon like taisus. Because the person who's chayiv, what's he chayiv? It says it's like he put it in front of an ari, he put it in a place where it's going to get her damaged. So he took this thing, he put it in a place where it's going to get damaged with a hezek sheni nikar. Chayiv should be potter. It's hezek sheni nikar. Chayiv should be potter. It's hard to call him amazing. He's either a shaygig or an itis, but he's not amazing. He didn't want to be mazik. He wasn't niskav mazik. And yet we're mechayiv him. So that's to me a second raya that the poskim them on like Tosfos. Now someone had a taina. Maybe this raya is not such a good raya. We could answer, maybe this case is slightly different. Why? This case is a little different because the person who took the sheets initially, he gets a din of a shomer. It's like a shomer aveda. He has a din of a shomer. So maybe his chiyuv is not after being mazik it, causing it a hezek. His chiyuv is a chsarin in giving back nafsaras pekod, nafsaras aveda, that he didn't give it back in the proper oif. So maybe there it's different. Maybe his chiyuv there is not alt mazik. His chiyuv is alt shomer. He gave back the thing he was watching. He put it into a place where it's going to get her damaged. So maybe there it's more chomer. Interesting din. Maybe a shomer is more chomer than a mazik in a certain way. Typically, I would say a mazik is worse than a shomer, but here it could be. That here a chiyuv is alt shomer. So maybe it's not such a strong raya, but at least Pashkafer Rishayna, it sounds like a good raya. The third raya that we may pass on like Taisvis is from this Hilchos Shechita from Simin Yud Ches. Taz was Sivkot and Ches. Now again, you may want to argue with me. Let me just speak out what I'm thinking. And maybe it could be Mechalik, I don't know. But the case there, a sheichet shechts with a knife that has a pagima in it. A knife for shechita has to be perfectly smooth. If the knife has a pagam, it has an indentation, or it could be either an indentation or something jutting out, a sharp edge sticking out, that, and he shechts, that shechita is the pasla shechita. Now, actually, the case in Shulchan Aruch is that he didn't check the knife beforehand. He shechted. And afterwards, he checked the knife, and he found it has a pagam. So, the shechita is pasul. So, the Lefush says that the sheichet has to pay. The sheichet was mazik, the animal. So, the sheichet has to pay. The Taz says it's not true. The Shechet doesn't have to pay. He said there's a Gemara in Bava Kama, so the Taz on the base, which we discussed. The case of the Hagroma, the animal that was shechted in a spot that that's a question of its kosher. They brought it in front of Rav. Atrefei upatre le'umim le'shalim. He said it's treif. He said the tevach doesn't have to pay. Why? Because it was a suffix treif. The spot where the shechita was a suffix if it's a kosher shechita or not. So he said you're pata from pay. This is where we discuss if you make someone's thing into a suffix d'oraisa, whether it's considered a mazik. So here it says that Rav said you're pata from pay. Zoktataz. Just like over there by a suffix, you put the fumpay. The same thing by a knife that has a pagam. It's not a vadai that this passel the shechita. We passel it because we don't know what this pagam was pile, or we don't know how the pagam got there. Every pagam in a knife, we passel the meat in a suffix. So Zaktataz, since we're only passing in the suffix, so therefore you're part of paying. If you shecht an animal and then you find a pagam, you're potter, because if finding a pagam and a knife afterwards is only a psalm suffix, and that's a Gemara side of Pesach Medveis. We spoke out of Machlaikis, Tar Sameach, and there in Shimon, what the Hezber is. But he just says that you're part of paying, because maybe the pagam came afterwards, all the sveikas there are by a pagam, and therefore, Zokta Taz, he argues with Lavush, and he says your pater. That case, where you shecht with a knife that's pogo, is that a hezek nikker or a hezek she'eni nikker? Is that a hezek nikker or a hezek she'eni nikker? Let me explain clearly. The case was that it wasn't Vadei Pogam before him. Could be it was even good before him. After the Shechita, he found a Pogam. The Gemara says when you find a Pogam after Shechita, it's possible that the knife got the Pogam as you were cutting after you did a full good Shechita. Shechita is to cut the two simanim, the food pipe and the wind pipe. And in the neck, Shechita is done from the front of the neck. There's every animal, every human being, has a spinal cord in the back, a mefarekes, a bone that carries from the messages from the brain down to the spinal cord. When you sheft, it's always a suffix. How did it get its pagam? It's possible that after you cut the two simanim, you hit the mefarekes, you hit the top of the spinal cord, and there it got a pagam, in which case the animal's really kosher. Because if it got a pagam after you cut it to simanim, it's kosher. It's possible, not that way, it's possible it had the pagam as soon as it cut into the animal. So we pass on this stuff. The psul of a pagam in a knife, even let's say you know there's a pagam, is that a hezek nikar or a hezek sheini nikar? Dar Sameach said that Tzadik Tesamid Beis is hezek sheini nikar. The Sameach said, the reason you're potter there is you're a shaygeg, it's a hezek sheini nikar. That's why you're potter. In the case of a knife that's pogum, is that a hezek nikar or ain't a nikar? Well, let's see. Late Rashi, you look at the davar hanizik, which is the animal. It's certainly not nikar, Pashtus. It's not nikar. You can't tell on the animal if the knife was shechted with a pagam, which means it was pulled as it was shafted, or if it was just sliced. It's not something you can tell. If you could tell, the halacha would be a check-in. You can't tell. Like Rashi, it's hezek sheini nikar. The Chayra, the Taz should have said, why does the Taz have to give a lamdis sasveikis? The Taz should have said, it's a hezek sheini nikar, the sheikhed who shafts, it's a hezek sheini nikar, and he's a sheikhed, he's punter. Why did he say that? Why didn't he say, so Hezek Sheini Nikar, that's why you're potter? He meant to do a good Shechita. Vaistas the Taz holds, it's a Hezek HaNikar. With a Nikar, it's not Nikar in the Dover HaMizik, but Nikar in the knife. In the knife is a hacker. Now it happens to be, it's not something, if you're standing there, you look, you can see. The pagam in the knife is tiny. But Afal Pikei, it's a Hezek Nikar. If somebody who knows how to check the knife, to check the knife, and could see. So it's a hezek nikar. The Taz considered a hezek nikar. It sounds to me like the Taz also had like Tosus. That's the gather of hezek nikar. So I have three places, the Kesef Mishnah, the Pashtus, the Shulchan Aruch, and Shin Mem Tes. And here, Pashtus, it sounds like hezek nikar. Like Tosus. And if so, it would seem that the Allah is like Tosus.
According to
the Pentateuch,
what
did
the
Pentateuch say? Like Tosis, why when the guy pours wine, is that called Hezek Sheini Nikar? Maybe, I'm sure that Tosis has to answer it. I mean, it's a kasha from a Gemara on a Tosis. It could be that Tosis is made if you pour it in front of the Avodah Zarah, that it's nikar. Maybe it means that someone is pouring it not b'makom in the Avodah Zarah, and it's only also because he's mechaven for l'shem Avodah Zarah. Maybe that's why the etzem pouring is not. I'm not sure, because if he's mechaven, he doesn't say anything. What nemunas does he have? It's the money because of the yada, maybe. So maybe he says mechaven. He tells you later, and he's nemun called money for yada. He's nemun. Okay, akapanim. These are the two types of hezek sheini nikar, the two shitas. There seem to be three indications that we nem on Leitaisus, even though to the Velt, Hezek Nicker is Rashi, the Velt Taiches are certainly like Rashi. So it seems that from these places that they could seem to be Leitaisus. Okay, but please remember, we're going to come to Hezek Shein Nicker again, at least the aside, remember that Hezek Shein Nicker is Chayav Amezit, Pata B'Shaigeg, like is why. And the two taichim and hezek sheni nikah, these are things that that you should be kind of. Let's see the Gemara of Aitim. Leimek saber abchia hezek sheni nikah loy shmei hezek. The chayre abchia holds that hezek sheni nikah is not a hezek. He shmei hezek, a ton of lay nezek. He said nezek. If hezek sheni nikah is also nezek, so it's all the same. So the Gemara no raya. Ton nezek of the minkara, ton nezek of the loy minkara. So it's ganzi talking there. Abchia holds. Hezek Sheni Nikar Shmei Hezek. Could go either. Okay, the Gemara now comes back. Our Mishnah said four of his Nezikin. Rabbi Shi said 13. And Rabbi Chiya said 24. So the Gemara now says, Bishlam, Tana Didon, Tana Minyana, Lamute de Rabbi Shi. Our Tana said four to indicate that he's not counting all 13. Rabbi Shi Tana Minyana Lamutei Rav Chiya. He came to my Rav Chiya who said 24. El Minyana Rav Chiya Lamutei Mai. What is Rav Chiya? Rav Chiya says 24. It means there are only 24. So we're not going to get to it today, but maybe Sunday. Where the Rajba's Medai says from here, it seems there are only 24 Mazikin. When it says Lamutei Mai, he's saying that's it. And no more. Like Tyson says from certain Mazikin. So we'll have to see, probably we'll get to it on Sunday. The Rashba asks, there are others. What about Garmi? The mazik of Garmi, being Gairin, the way we paskin, is also a mazik. Well, he asks, I think, also from Shein Va'ayin, you knock out the tooth of an Eveknani, goes free. That's also a mazik. So we'll come back to it Sunday. Certainly to Garmi we'll come back. So Gemara says, Lamute Mai. So Gemara, Lamute Maiser Mafakal. Meiser, what's Meiser? So a Meiser, as you all know, is someone that calls the government, or calls Goyim, and his Meiser gives over to them a Jew's things. Now, if he takes it in his hands and he gives it over, that's Gezela. He's mamish stealing it. So Meiser, what does Rashi say? Malshin, Shem Meiser, Mama Chaver, Loive Kechav. Now, Rashi seems to say that he literally gives it over. Not just shows the guy where it is. So we'll have to come back. We'll see. We'll come back to Meiser. That's all off. Because Meiser is like the Vinyan here that shaykh to be Marachon. Mefagel. Now Mefagel, why do we have a problem? What's Pigel typically? Pigel is, you do an Avodah on a carbon, and you have in mind to eat it Chutz L'Zman. That's typical Mefagel. And Rashi here, for some reason, picks a very strange case of mefagel. Shachet karben Yisrael, shel Yisrael, chatos l'shum shlomi. It's the only place in Shas that Rashi says this tach mefagel is something strange. Something mefagel means shechting shalay l'shma. Very strange Rashi. So under Gilead it says to look in the Pnei Yeshua. So we have meister and mefagel to come back to. Let's just see the Gemara first. From listening, why doesn't it say them? Bishlam and Fagel, but Kachem like Hamayri. Could be Rabbi Rabchia was talking about things that are not Kachem, especially if it's after the Churban, so it's not Shchiach. So he talked about things that are Shchiach. There are things that are applicable. Elo Meiser, my time of Leitani. So the Gemara, Shani Meiser, the Dibura, or the Dibura like Hamayri. Now it's clear from the Gemara that Meiser does not mean you handed it over to the God. Even though Rashi's lashon was Shem Meiser Mama Chaver Leivet Chavin, you hand it over. It's 100% clear from the Gemara. That's not what it means. The Gemara says Dibura, be Dibura like Hamayim. So we're going to come back to Meiser. That we have to accept that Meiser means be Dibur, and yet Yechayim, which we're going to get to.
Malshin
Shem. Okay, I don't want to make Rashi sure. Malshin means B'dibur, B'lashin. And Shem Meiser means that through words he gives over Mama Chaveri. I'm asking. I just If anybody's going to want to argue, I'm just pointing out that it's clear from the Gemara. V'amaiti shemra di dibura hu ketani, dibura dis bei ma'isahu. Eidem zaymim in dibura, the less bei ma'isahu. Is that true? Eidem zaymim is dibura, the less bei ma'isahu? The ketani. It's a bit of a problem, because the Riva learned that we're talking about Eidem zaymim in that Bezdin was ma'iti mom and alpiyah. That's what we're talking about. But there was a Meiser. They didn't do the Meiser. They caused Bezdin to do the Meiser. It has to be a Meiser of the Mazik. Okay. Could be. And the Meretz Chiyus in the back asks the Rebbe, could be that's it. The Ketani, Hasam, Afagav, the less bay maisa, Rachmane, Karye maisa, Siv, Asisim, Loi, Kashazam, Amla, Sois, Klachiv, says Asir. Bishlom, Alatana, Didon, Tana, Ovis, Mechaldi, Kataldis. Alatana says, Ovis, the Ataldis. Alar, Chiv, Rabbi, Ovis, Mechaldi, Kataldis. Told they say, my new. Omra, Bavo, Kulam, Ki, Ovis, Lashalom, and Meitav. Now, you all know that idius is meitav, is what you have to pay by a mazik. Maitama asya tachas nasini yisham kesef, the alimudim. That all these things pay from idius. Now, the sugya of idius is a sugya later in the perek. We're going to get to it, so we're not going to discuss the union of idius here. But that's why it calls them avos, because they're ki avos. Okay, what do we have? From this whole piece of Gemara, we answered all the difficulties, but that the Chiddush Ladina that we have are the Dinim of Meiser and Mefagel, and that I'm going to leave for Sunday. A Mefagel is the Pnei Yeshua on the Rashi. A Meiser, what I'd like to do on Meiser on Sunday is to explain the basic rules of Garmi. Most people, I don't mean most people in the Veld, but even most Pnei Torah, are not klar. And what's a grama by mazik, and what's a garmi by mazik? Meiser is a type of garmi, and what I plan to do Sunday is just, there's nothing for you to look up ahead of time. I just want to tell you the basic klolim of meiser. So I'm a fagol, you should look at the Yeshua, it's Pshat and Rashi. And after that, start the next gemara. Next gemara, I mean the gemara that turns over to the other side. There's a long taisus there, so get ahead of me on the next sermon.